What it gives us as Christians an opportunity to do, as sons and daughters of the living God, is to rededicate ourselves at the outset of this new year, to put everything that is to come into his hands, to trust him for it all, and that's with a capital A-L-L. I didn't want to use a big word there because I knew I had to spell it out. So, but it's to trust him all. That's important because I was drawn to Haggai. And Haggai 1 talks, God is talking to the people through the prophet Haggai about them becoming, they'd become careless. That they'd actually become slipshod in their spirituality. And the Lord spoke through the prophet Haggai, and he said this in verse 5. He said, consider your ways. And I really felt at the outset of this year, God wanted us individually, because that has an effect on us corporately, to consider our ways. And that will be different for each of us. That we would consider our ways. And that's important because no matter who we are, no matter what our role is, no matter what our responsibilities are within his family, even the most faithful have to occasionally pause and just wait and focus on the Lord. To pause and think about the direction of our lives. And that's again for each of us to do. Because it's so easy to bump along from week to week in the busyness. Even over Christmas, the busyness of it all. It's so easy just to bump along without ever pondering before the Lord where we're going and where we should be going. And you know, there could be many circumstances, and there are many circumstances in this room which are deep, which are heavy, which are emotional. There are many things that we're going to face in this coming year. And if we're not putting God first, if we're not considering our ways with him, individually we could be in trouble this year. Because when the circumstance becomes bigger than God, then it washes over us and we lose that focus on him. Now in that circumstance, in the changes, in everything that we're going to go through, it might be rough seas at times. There might be big waves. But with God at the center, with us considering our ways, we'll have a godly perspective and we'll ride those waves. Yeah, it might be rough sometimes, but we'll be in the right place. And so it's critical, I feel, at the beginning of this year, that we individually and so corporately consider our ways before God. That we know where we're going and we know why we are going where we're going with him. We mustn't become careless in our relationship with him at any time, but particularly in a year that we're facing, we mustn't become careless in our relationship with him, because we'll lose focus. We'll lose direction. We might even lose souls, as it were, from the family if we're not considering our ways and putting him first. So what's an ideal way to consider our ways? Well, not only is communion a time of giving thanks to the Father for what he has done in sending his Son, but I think that is a good place to consider our ways. Because communion shapes our identity. This identity we're talking about. Communion shapes that because it brings us back to Jesus, our Savior. And it gives and reminds us that we are a redeemed people. We've been saved. Our security is knowing that we are now sons and daughters of the living God. And so, I'm not going to carry this on my own in a minute. I'm going to ask for help. But we come to the bread, and the bread symbolizes life. Jesus said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. But this bread also, as Jesus told us, represents that physical body that went upon the cross for him, that was broken for him. And as we know, the wine represents the blood that was spilt, that was poured out for payment for mankind's sin. Again, Jesus said in Luke 22:20, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." We are new creations because of that. And our confidence in this coming year is that we are in God's covenant. We have his covering. So as we partake of this bread in remembrance of his body and this juice in remembrance of that healing blood, that powerful blood, let us consider individually our ways. What is it God wants to speak to us about? Remind us who we are. Remind us what he's called to. So Father, we thank you for this body as representation in this bread that was broken for each one of us. We thank you that you willingly went for us and that your blood flowed for each one of us, that we can truly say that we are new creations, Lord. That Father, that we are sons and daughters of the living God. And Father, as we each come and partake of the bread and the juice, Lord, and as we go, may we just spend a few moments considering our ways before you, Lord. Lord, what is it that we've not surrendered to you? What is it that you want to encourage us with as this new year dawns? What is it you want to open our eyes to? What is it that we dare believe you for in this coming year, Father? What is it that you want to whisper into our hearts that will change our lives completely this year, Father? Lord, as we put the cross center, Lord, speak to us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so what we're going to do is, if I could have a lovely assistant, thank you, Eric. thank you. Now, quite often, we bring this to you, but I felt there was something significant in you coming to get this morning. You're stepping out. And what you're going to do, you're going to come and take some bread and some juice, and you're just going to go back and just ask the Holy Spirit, what is it you want me to consider as you ponder on that cross? Because I believe it will become clear. The Spirit will whisper to you. Now, as you're doing that, we're just going to play a song which I've played before, which I can't remember the title to, Matt, but she's on the front. Here's My Heart, Lord. And just let those words wash over you as you're doing this. So there's not going to be any order about this. We've just come in as family. But this is an individual act within communion because it will affect us corporately for this year. So don't be shy.
Pure, I have life.
Yeah, Father, and that's our prayer, that you continue to speak what is true into our hearts. Lord, what you have spoken, even in this time together, Lord, may your Spirit water it and may it grow. And Lord, if there's been realigning, then Lord, help us to keep to your path, Lord. Lord, we want to be spiritually ready in this coming year for all that comes at us, Father. Lord, we are not just sons and daughters, but we are part of your army, and we want to be trained, ready soldiers for you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to speak to our hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. So, as family, Fumi, would you like to... Fumi, would just like to share some testimony before I'm going to say anything?
We don't know, you might be late.
Wow. Where do I start? Can I start by saying that God has a sense of humour? And I don't know if any of you have come across his sense of humour, but certainly I have. If I start by how I came to this church, then you'll understand why I started with that. In my job, we move around quite a lot, so... what I usually do is I go on the internet, see which churches are around, and look at them, see if I can find out anything about them. I made a list of, I think it was about 5 or 6 churches that I thought, I'll go and see what it feels like. So first Sunday, I put this address into my, not this church, an address into my sat-nav, went to that church and thought, not quite sure. Second Sunday, I put Rugeley Community Church, found it quite easily. And at the door, Jean was at the door that day. And thank you, you are such a blessing. She made me feel really welcome, and she got Sheila, who's also been a real blessing, to sit with me and talk with me. And what struck me the most was the fact that when they prayed with me, they prayed that God would take me to the church of his choice. They didn't pray, you know, God keep her here, even though I later found out that that was what Jean was praying. And I thought, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is special. This is really good. But I still thought I would try and find the other churches. So the next Sunday, I put the third church into the sat-nav. Could I find it? I drove round and round and round. I had the right address. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I couldn't find this church. So I thought, right, what do I do now? It's getting late. This is a Sunday. I really want to worship God. So I thought, I'll just go back to Rugeley Community Church because I know where it is. And I stayed over a year. Here I am. So that's why I say God has a sense of humor, because he knows the end from the beginning, and he must have known that this was where I belonged. But I like the way that he did it, because if he didn't do it that way, I wouldn't have known. I would just have thought that, okay, I stayed because I, you know, because Jean was nice or something. But I know for a fact that God wanted me here. And I've given testimonies over the last year. It was a really, really, really challenging year last year. Many obstacles, and I'm not a good navigator. One of the things at Naval College that I didn't do really well in was navigation. But this year, God navigated me over obstacles and obstacles. I want to especially thank you, Jacqueline, because at one point she just said, just text pray. And the number of times that I've texted you and that you've prayed, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you. My church family, especially my house group, and if you don't mind, could you come up, please, with me? Sheila, Bill, who else is here? Marjorie, Angie, Ron. Thank you. I've given testimonies, so some of you know some of the things that I've been through. And God especially put me in this family because he knew that they all loved me and that they would stand with me and pray with me. And you guys have been such a blessing. I'm so grateful that God chose to put me in that group, because all of you at different times, just different things that you said and just prayed along with me has been wonderful. And I don't want to leave, but, you know, God, my job says that I have to leave. And, you know, we do leave. We move church. And I want to tell you that this church is special. I think it sometimes takes an outsider, somebody who comes from outside, to let you know. And you guys have been here for a while, and I guess you take it for granted. But you do have something really special here. And I think you should learn to appreciate what you got, because you might have just settled in and thought, well, this is church. It is special. I know, because I've been to so many different churches, and this is a special church. So I need you guys to love one another and just remember how special you are. I leave... we're usually on Friday. We actually leave the house on the Wednesday. And my next job is in Windsor. And we'll be living in Uxbridge. But I'd like you to continue to pray with me that God, who has seen me thus far, will continue to. Because I actually leave the Navy in September, and it's really frightening. I mean, Kev will tell you that, having been part of another sort of family for so long, and being cut loose is a big thing. It's not a mystery that lots of ex-service personnel end up on the streets, because they just find it so difficult to reintegrate into civilian life. And so I'd like you to continue to pray with me that God, you know, just as he saw me through 2014, which was a horrible year, that 2015 he'll do just the same. And as it's my last Sunday, could you do me a favor, please? Could you just take hold of the hand of the person next to you? I know. Because you're going to be disappointed if I don't sing. <That's> right. So what I'd like us to sing as a family is this, and I'm sure you'll know it. It's a "You're my brother, you're my sister, so take me by the hand. Together we will work till he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when walking side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand." And that's true. As long as we walk together as brothers and sisters, there's nothing that can come between us and nothing that can defeat us. Thank you so much, guys, for letting me be part of this family and loving me and being with me. And there are too many of you to name, but, I mean, you all know, each and every one of you, that's been a blessing. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Fumi. Thank you, Fumi. So I think it'd be good now if the family came and prayed for you. So no spectators. And Fumi, we're going to put you more in the middle, and they're just going to surround you with love and prayer, okay? So guys, come on forward. In the middle, yeah.
That was the word boomerang. You know, it's nothing that I pray that it's nothing that you're going to do, but the Lord is going to bring you back here. You know, a boomerang doesn't fly of itself. It flies of your will. And Lord, I don't know where that word came from, but I just pray that was from you and not from me. that Fumi will be that boomerang, and that in 9 months' time, you know, you will bring her back. She won't come back in a man-made way, but that she will come back through your will and your divine intervention. And I pray this in the name of Him who said that we were family, and as family we can ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, can I just confirm that, Fumi, because I'm not going to sing this because I don't want you to remember this as a passing. But the end of The Sound of Music, they sing "So Long, Farewell, Avida Sane." And when I was playing that in my head, that song, there was no farewell. There was just "So Long, Avida Sane," because I feel there is unfinished business here. And so there is no farewell. This is just a parting for a season. And God wants you to remember these well-known verses from Isaiah 55:8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord." And just trust Him for it. You're very obedient to His voice, and it won't be difficult when that time comes. You've been physically trained to be obedient, but what God loves is your spiritual obedience. So this is only so long, not farewell.
So many times I never used to say goodbye. Goodbye was always final. So I always used to say, "See you later." So Fumi, see you later. Bless you.
Within your mind, within your heart, within your soul, in your whole being, that spirit of joy will just fill you in this new year, in this 2015. As you described 2014 being a horrible year, I just pray and declare the spirit of joy over this woman of God, Lord, that this will be a joy in her heart as she goes down, as she steps out, as she does all the things that she's going to you have for her in these next 9 months down in Windsor. I pray that she'd really, that would just resonate in her heart, that the joy of the Holy Spirit would fill you, that, okay, in the circumstances, there will be circumstances, but God is over those circumstances, and He wants to just fill you with His joy so you can laugh at those circumstances. In Jesus' name.
I've just got a word here from Romans for you. Sort of reiterates what was being said, really. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I feel God wants to cast out anxiety, and He wants to fill you with anticipation, because you know that He goes before you and He knows where you're going and where you're going to be. And He is going to put you in a good place. He's not going to move you and put you anywhere bad. And He really, really wants you to know that, so you can not be anxious, but look forward. Okay.
The proverb 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I know that you know it, but it's that promise: in all your ways acknowledge Him, He will make your path straight. So Father, I just want to thank you that Fumi knows you, and she knows the truth of those few proverbs, Father. And I pray that you would enable our Holy Spirit to continue to trust in you when the way ahead seems a little unclear, a little uncertain, that she would trust in you knowing that you make her path straight. And Father, in that lead up to leaving military community and entering Civvy Street. Father, I pray that you would continue to go ahead of her. I thank you that you are an awesome quartermaster, that Father, you have dug in the supply chain, you've dug the trenches, you've put all the resources ahead of her that she will need, that communication line has already been established, even though she may not be sure of the exact route. Father, you've gone ahead of her and you've prepared the way. So Lord, would you help her in that transition? Father, would you be that God of peace all the way through? And would you show her that, yep, there is that difficulty in that transition, but the huge difference she has is that you are her God and that you've gone ahead of her and prepared the way. And that, Father, in that, you make her home, you give us family. Family here and family where she's going. And Father, we pray for Uxbridge that, Lord, there would be those there that are passionate lovers of you that she would come into contact with. I pray for divine appointments, Lord, that you've already prepared family place for her where she's going. And just bless her, Lord.
For your friendship to us here, you said we have something special, but you have something special too, and you've brought something special here to us, your friendship, and we've been blessed through having you here. So we say thank you, God, for bringing Fumi here, and look forward to coming back.
Indeed. I just wanted to confirm that, because I had the word tagged. Now, when I was younger, tag meant you touched and you ran. Today, it means you get tagged on Facebook. But whatever way, it's touched. And I just feel your picture has touched each one of us. Your heart, your love, you've just touched each one of us. And I just see, if we're going to go by Facebook, your picture's going to come up to all of us because you've touched us. And we're going to be praying. And you're going to be safe. He loves you.
Fumi, you know that Windsor is associated with royalty. My sister often sees the Duke of Edinburgh in Savile Gardens in Windsor Great Park. But you're going to royalty as a princess. You're a child of the King. And we should all be praying that in Windsor you're always seeing the King and you're always knowing his presence with you.
Yeah, I had exactly the same picture of the Windsor Castle, and I want to just pray over you, Fumi, that there will be no anxiety in regards to your identity, and that when your time has come to leave what you do and what you know, that actually your identity isn't in your job and your position, but your identity is in who you are in Christ Jesus, that your identity is as a daughter of the King of Kings. And I almost want to, I feel it's not insignificant that you have 9 months. And I want to pray, Lord God, that the promises that you have given Fumi, Father, you will impregnate, and that, Father, they will come to birth. And that, Father, she will know that she is a daughter of the King. And by the time 9 months comes, she will be fully fledged and able to give birth to the fact that she is a daughter, a princess, royalty. Father God, I just pray that you will enable Fumi to be able to carry all that you have given her, all the promises that you have given her to term, and that, Father, she will see the goodness of her God. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, and Father, I just anoint Fumi with oil, and I just speak health over Fumi in 2015. I speak wholeness of body in 2015. Lord, we speak good health over her in 2015. Lord, we want to speak that healing into her, over her, and around her. Lord, I pray that this year will be a testimony of what her Father has done for her in her health.
Lord, besides all the other things that you're going to do, Lord, may the test me be, my God, healed me. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.